According to the United Nations, World Kidney Day is a global health awareness campaign focusing on the importance of kidneys and the reduction of the frequency and impact of kidney diseases. This year's theme is Children and the Disease, Move Your Feet. Zimbabwe, which has seen an alarming rise in the number of people on kidney dialysis over the past decade, is taking the day seriously in an attempt to save the lives of those at risk. Also alarming, according to the local doctors, is the number of children with kidney ailments in the country. Dr. Rumbidzaidawa, a physician and nephrologist with Harare Hospital, says kidney diseases largely affect one's quality of life. But she says there are several ways to reduce the risk of kidney disease. This includes keeping fit and active, keeping regular control of one's blood sugar level, monitoring blood pressure, eating healthy, and keeping one's weight in check.
Advising parents to ensure that their children are involved in activities, they're exercising, and this is good not only for their kidneys, but for their general overall health. But it's about creating the time and ensuring that our kids grow up with this healthy lifestyle where exercise is an integral part of their day-to-day living.
Dr. Obadiah Moyo, chairman of the Zimbabwe Kidney Foundation and chief executive officer of Chitungwiza Central Hospital, says there are many kidney-related diseases.
Kidney diseases affect children in various ways, you know, and these range from treatable disorders, you know, without long-term consequences, you know, to life-threatening conditions. And acute kidney diseases develop suddenly, and they last usually for just a short time. But they can be, you know, very serious with long-lasting consequences. Or they could go away completely once the underlying cause has been treated.
Tariro, who only gave us her first name, is a single mom based in Mutare, Manicaland province, with a six-year-old son, Alwis, suffering from a kidney ailment. She says the kidney disease has been such a challenge, especially for her son, who has had to miss school on a number of occasions and experienced bullying from other pupils because of his condition.
It really affected him badly. Like, he started going to school, he started going for his grade one last year. Then he missed all the work and he hardly go to school. Then even when he goes to school, sometimes his body is swollen, the head is so big, the eyes, the stomach, and some other children would tease him. So it affected him socially at school. Like some people who bore him, even it is difficult for him to find friends.
Alwis, who spoke to Studio 7 with his parents' permission, explains his condition.
My name is Alwis Mutindo. I have kidney problems. It's painful. Pray for me.
Another woman based in Harare, Rudo, who did not give her surname, says her six-month-year-old daughter is also struggling with the disease.
She was getting dehydration and we went to the hospital. So her condition is actually called Vata syndrome. It's a very rare condition. But because this is a very rare condition and her case is the first one in Zimbabwe, and there are so many tests that need to be done, and most of them are not done in Zimbabwe. A few have been done in South Africa. Like, we need to conduct a sweat test for her, some genetic tests as well.
According to Dr. Moyo, besides kidney problems that occur later in life due to lifestyle issues, there are some birth defects that lead to kidney ailments. Dr. Dawa adds that while it is common knowledge in Zimbabwe that the number of people with kidney problems is alarmingly high, there has been a challenge in providing statistics as there is no renal registry in the country due to the shortage of nephrologists.
I can't actually give you really hardcore statistics because we actually don't have that information at present. We do have a number of nephrologists, so we are looking at how we can start collecting this data. So we is in reference to the local nephrologists that we have here in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe currently has only 5 adult nephrologists and 1 pediatric nephrologist serving the whole country. Dr. Moyer says the Zimbabwe Kidney Foundation is doing all it can to raise awareness among Zimbabweans about kidney diseases. He says Zimbabwe is also getting closer to making kidney transplants a reality as it aims to save the lives of those affected. Kidney treatment, he says, should be free for all, like tuberculosis. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Chioneso Jani.